We are live. Thank you for being here today. I'm here with Angela Gardner with Women Talk Construction. She is my co-host. We're also here with Katie Page. Katie's with Hoopall Grading, and we are really excited about talking to her about playing in the dirt. We're going to title this podcast Girls Digging It. So, that was my creative dorkness. But anyway, hello, Katie. Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Good. Doing great.
Good. Good. So we want to talk about a quick challenge that we have being a female. Well, we talk about the challenges that we have being a female in the industry. But today, I'd like us all to just highlight one or two things that we really love about being in the construction industry. And I'll start just to make it easy. I loved strategizing and fixing things that look like they need some tender loving care, right? So those are the things that I've really enjoyed. And there's never a dull moment. Angela, how about you?
Well, that's exactly true. There's never a dull moment. You know what I love? I grew up in it. So the people, because I have family members in it. But beyond that, I love the people. And I love the fact that you could be outside, inside, everything, and just everything that you mentioned. So I'm curious to know what Katie thinks. What does she love about construction?
Well, I have to agree with you on the people part. You know, I'm newer to the industry and just work with a lot of really great salt of the earth people that want to go out and problem solve and move dirt and get things done. And I do love to, when I do get to go in the field, the huge equipment that's out there and just the technique that it takes to get that done. It's just always, I'm always amazed. I'm always the one out there videoing because I just love it.
It is cool. Oh, very cool. Thank you for sharing that. So Katie, tell us a little bit about what you do at Hoopall.
Yeah, so I'm the director of team development group. And so this team, we're basically the support system for the company. And we do the recruiting, hiring, and onboarding, marketing, our training here at the academy in the classroom, on the simulators, and out in the field. And then also our safety team is a part of this group as well.
Nice. So you're a strategist, obviously.
Big team.
As someone who's passionate about fostering strategic leadership and solution-focused outcomes, can you share an example of a challenge that you've encountered in the construction industry and how you developed a streamlined process to solve it?
Yeah, so for me, it's a little bit different because I am more on the office side, so I'm not managing the actual construction projects. But when I started there wasn't really a team development group and there wasn't an academy, and we didn't really have necessarily a roadmap as to what we wanted to achieve, other than when we wanted to be a company that trains and invests in our people. So when I came in, it was a little overwhelming because, like I said, I'd never done this before. And it's not an industry norm to focus on training in a classroom setting and on simulators. And I don't have an education background, as far as I'm not a teacher. I've never developed curriculum. So that was my challenge coming in. And instead of focusing on what I didn't have, I was focusing on what I did have. And that was a supportive leadership team and also the subject matter experts that are here on the team. You know, we've got between 750 and 775 teammates, and there is a wealth of knowledge about all the things that I don't know. So just relying on and building those relationships so that I could take all that knowledge from what's in their mind that they know and getting out on paper and turning that into actually training. And so it was just a matter of kind of taking that big project and breaking it into smaller steps and, you know, thinking all the way through the process. And I listened a lot. I observed a lot. I asked a lot of questions. And, you know, I was okay to say, I don't know what I don't know. And going back to what I said earlier about loving the people, I mean, everyone has always been so gracious and want to share their knowledge.
Nice.
And so just kind of pulling that all together, it was a process that took a lot of time, and I'd have to go back and reevaluate and pull different people around the table. But from that, we've streamlined it and that we have templates now to build the curriculum. So we know the key things that we want to include in the training, also evaluating the best way to train it. Is it hands-on? Is it a video? You know, what all is entailed to make it an engaging class? And just developing, you know, the standards and expectations of what it looks like to come into the academy to train and who needs to come in when. So we've got a system behind that now. And the other thing we did to streamline it was always making sure that we're getting feedback and surveying the attendees for classes to make sure that we're teaching what we need to teach. And if there's something missing in there, then we want to add it in.
Nice. Oh,
that's great. Yeah. I love the dirt world. And I mean, what y'all are doing just to lift up the industry and show how cool it is. Because who is doing that? You should check them out. Hoopa Grading Company is Charlotte's leading site contractor for large-scale construction projects in the commercial, residential, and mission-critical markets. We are looking for the best talent in the area to join our other 775 teammates to help make us the best. Interested in joining one of Charlotte's award-winning top workplaces and best places to work? Visit hgcjobs.com to learn more and apply today. That's hgcjobs.com. I'm going to move into the next question for us. It's clear that you thrive in an environment that fosters a shared vision. Y'all all do, the leadership, everyone, teammates, 750 of you. How do you unite your team to work towards a common goal, especially in an industry like construction where teammates are essential, but they're all over the place?
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is a focus here at Hoopa too. It's about relationships, and our teammates are most important. That's our most valuable commodity is our teammates and the relationships that we build. And I was at Habitat for Humanity prior to being at this role, and I moved into the executive director role. But my predecessor was mentoring me and coaching me into that position. And every morning he would come in and he would stop and talk to everybody in each office. And I'm a nose to the grindstone type of person. But I learned as I was developing into a leader that you've got to build those relationships. You're putting the work in when you're building those relationships. And so he and I were chatting one day and he said, Katie, you've got to care about the cat. And I was like, care about the cat? And he's like, yeah, when you're talking to people and you want to know what's going on in their lives, because you've got to have that work-life balance. And when people know that you care, then it's easier to get them on board with all the strategy and the goals and all of that. And I think a huge part of that is also explaining the why. You know, you can tell someone what they need to do and you can explain how they need to do it, but understanding the why and taking time to walk through that. And, you know, they may have suggestions to do it a better way or something may not be clear. And so that is an important part of kind of getting everybody around the table to be on the same page, focusing on the same goals. So We have meetings within the team. And, you know, the other part, we have our weekly huddle, we have a monthly team meeting. And then once a quarter, we try to get outside of the office and go throw axes or, you know, go bowling or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So again, it's just kind of that work-life balance and explaining the why. And once people understand why, there's generally no issue with everybody kind of going in the same direction.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and one of the things I think you guys are really good at, and I know Caroline has a lot to do with that, is your expertise in marketing and public relations. And it's an interesting skill set that you have, and now being a leader and bringing pulling the teams together, how do you apply the skills in the construction industry and what impact do they have in your work as far as marketing and public relations go?
Yeah, so you mentioned Caroline, and she heads up our marketing, and she is incredible at it. And when she first started, it wasn't long after I came on board. We brought Caroline on board, and she was our first internal person to handle marketing. And really, it was just building a brand. And she's done a great job at building the brand and building that across our social media channels. And then, of course, now we have the podcast. And so now it's more about we've built our brand, and now we're able to talk more about some of the things that we offer, such as our internship program, and just sharing about the industry as a whole and promoting the industry across the board to show that it is a cool industry to be a part of. And then the other side of that coin is marketing internally. Our Our goal and our mission, again, is to, as a team, is to support the company. And so we really focus on employee relations and those touch points and giving opportunity for our leadership to do internal podcasts. Or, you know, if it's donut day, we're going to go out and take some donuts to the site, or having a cookout. And so those are all types of marketing within the company, and just ensuring that everyone knows who Hoopi is on the inside and then who Hoopi is from an outside perspective.
That's amazing.
The dirt industry must be doing a great job, because I just want to share an example of something that we just heard from somebody else. Of course, communication has been the highlight of every conversation today, but we just heard an executive director, CEO of an ABC in Florida share with us they were at a NAWIC event for little, you know, little kids, little girls. And one of them, a six-year-old little girl, said, guess what she wants to be when she grows up? An operator.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So yeah, she wanted to be an operator.
Yeah.
We have a program that we do going to different schools, and we actually go into elementary schools as well. And we have a presentation called the ABCs of Construction. And go through that. Yeah. And okay. One of the principals at the school that we went to, she's like, I have never heard so many children talk about construction for so long.
I love that. Woohoo! I like that.
Do you believe in the power of dreams? At Dream On 3, we make dreams a reality for young sports fans living with life-altering conditions by helping them live out their ultimate sports dreams. With nearly 32,000 individuals impacted, our mission is to create experiences of joy, hope, and encouragement is well underway. However, we cannot do it alone. There are many ways you can show your support, such as creating awareness, donations, volunteering, and companies can sponsor dreams and experience meaningful involvement. Your support can help make dreams come true in your community. Want to get involved? Check out dreamon3.org to learn more about how you can help. I'll move us into the next question. And oh my gosh, you and your team have so many multiple projects, mm-hmm. so much going on. I don't even know how you do it. Can you share some of the insights into how you manage this juggling act and ensure that each project receives, you know, the full attention it deserves while contributing to the, you know, the broader goals of the organization? How do you do that?
Well, I think the first step is, you know, we've got a great team. You mentioned that earlier, that we've got a big team. There's 18 of us on the team development group. And so everyone, it's interesting. They all kind of vary as far as what our focuses are, you know, from marketing to training to recruiting, but there's a common denominator there. And so, again, we have that monthly team meeting where everybody's got a voice and we can talk about what's working, what's not working. And then as a company, we use the Entrepreneurial Operating System, so nice. EOS. And so our 10-year goals is clearly defined. And then you break that down. You know, we've got our 90-day goals, our one-year goals, and our three-year goals. And it's a lot of prep time. And it's a lot of just making sure that you've got your hands at least touching each of those different groups. But really, you know, they all know the why and they all know the how. And it's just making sure that there's those touch points and allowing team members to try things, giving them the latitude. I mean, mm-hmm. I've grown so much since I've been here. Brandon, who I report to, it used to frustrate me. And I'm not sharing anything that I haven't shared with him. But I would go in and I was learning. I didn't know very much about the company, about the industry. And so I would go in and ask him, how should we handle this and make sure we're on track? And he would always respond with, well, what do you think? In my head, I'm like, well, I'm asking you, what do you think? I don't know the answer. And that's been a key strategy that I've used with my team to kind of help develop leaders, and that,
yes,
you know, be available to answer mm-hmm. questions, but give the other person a chance to, yeah.
Think
to share.
It through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now the teammates come and I do this with Brandon too. I come with, all right, here's the challenge. Here's what I think we should do, or the mm-hmm. direction we should head. how does that sound? You know, and so it really does help look at things from a different perspective and then give people the opportunity to grow. And so I don't know if that directly relates to your question or not, but
I think it's great. Yeah. Anyone can use that.
Yes.
Any industry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Groundbreak Carolinas is focused on connecting the design, construction, economic development, and commercial real estate communities in the Carolinas. Their wide range of exclusive content and thought leadership is intended to help design and construction related businesses be successful. Groundbreak is the only platform that reaches key AEC decision makers and influencers in our two-state region. Visit groundbreakcarolinas.com and be sure to sign up for our free bi-weekly newsletter.
So, you know, we're big advocates for narrowing that workforce shortage, Angela and I are. And it sounds to me like the way you're setting up your organization, it'd be a place that a lot of people would want to work, right? You listen to them. Mm-hmm. They feel safe there. They feel like what they have to say or what they have to contribute to the company is heard. I think all those things are so important. And that's one of the topics I just want to mention to the audience. When you're interviewing with someone and maybe you've really had a hard time finding a place to land, especially the women that listen to our podcast, it's really important to ask these kinds of questions.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times we walk into an interview and we think, oh, I want this job, but do you really? Mm-hmm. You know, do they have a culture of collaboration? Do they have a culture of listening? Do they have a culture of you being able to be to progress into mm-hmm. another job? And that's something I don't think Katie mentioned today, but they have a progression schedule so that you know where you can land, or you both know what your progress is and where you want to be. Some people want to stay in the same place, and that's fine too. But what I love about Hoopaw is they're giving you an opportunity to grow if you want to grow. And those are the questions as young women in our industry, when you are interviewing, it's important for you to ask those questions. You know, what is that culture? And is it going to fit you before you go to work somewhere and then you find out that it's not really a great fit for you? So I love what you're doing, Hoopaw.
Yes,
and
we
Katie.
Love
Hoopaw. Right. And it's just really important that businesses that aren't doing what you're doing are listening. And we're starting to see people just paying more attention to their people and love it. The construction industry isn't the easiest thing for us. It's not the easiest thing for us to do is to stop and pay attention to the people, right? It has to be intentional. But that's the same in my own family sometimes. You know, you get really busy and you just don't stop and listen to your kids or your husband. But thank you for all that you do and the impact that you're making on our industry. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, and if I could add one thing, when you're talking about, you know, going in for an interview and making sure that it's the right fit for you. Mm-hmm. So when we're interviewing teammates or potential teammates, you know, looking for those critical thinking skills. Mm-hmm. And I think that one way that we can identify that. And so if I'm going in for an interview, you know, asking those questions, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and then being okay with saying, I don't know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And as women, and there are more and more of us in the construction industry, but we're still the minority. And I think going in with that confidence that as mm-hmm. a woman, we offer a different perspective, not saying one is right and one is wrong. But, you know, I've learned that through being here, that my brain just works a little bit differently than a lot of the men that I work with. And I've learned to not be the quietest person in the room and not be the loudest person in the room, mm-hmm. but getting comfortable with saying, hey, I don't quite understand that, or I need more information on that. And I think that served me well, just as I've gone through this growth path with Hoopaw.
Mm. Nice. What great advice.
Yeah,
and
great.
The reason we do our podcast, or there's many things, but we want women that were young, like I was, to feel like they belong, right? You feel like you're on an island all by yourself sometimes. So, oh, before we end, you have to tell everybody how to find Hoopaw.
Yeah. Oh, how to find Hoopaw. Yes. No worries. So across any social media channel, you can find us at Hoopa, and also with Give Us the Dirt podcast. So
yes,
that's on all the podcast platforms. You can find that across the different podcast platforms and on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it as well.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you. And keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate you, and you're making a big impact in our industry.
Y'all are too. So I'm glad you're doing this. Yes.
Doing it together.
Better together.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, don't forget womentalkconstruction.com has a forum of community where we all get together and talk about what's going on in our lives. We have workforce development opportunities, scholarships available. If you have them, please post them there. We also have jobs, whether you need a job or whether you want a job filled. That's the place to be. And our network of amazing people are there to help make connections. Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Women Talk Construction podcast with your hosts, Christy Powell and Angela Gardner. See you next time.